Hi everyone, and welcome to the All Things Life podcast by Catherine. My name is Catherine, and I'm glad that you've joined me in this episode. I've been thinking about some things which I would like to share with you today. And the other day, I was just thinking about the power of our words. A lot of times, we say things, or we think of things without thinking so much about the power those words or those thoughts translated into words carry. And this particular episode, I've called it "Whatever You Call It, It Becomes." That's the title of this particular episode. And the reason why I've named it so is because I was just thinking about how powerful, you know, words are. Because we talk every day, we interact with people every day, we read every day, we listen to people every day, sometimes we do not notice how powerful, you know, these words can be, you know, to us and for us. And I'm going to reference something in the Bible. And I know those who are of the Christian faith and they are listening to this might have come across this verse. And the verse says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." That's one. Another verse says, "The power of life and death is in the tongue." So, what words do we use on ourselves? What words do we use on the people around us? What words do we use on our business? You know, we need to realize that every single word that comes out of our mouth is actually an intention that we are sending to the universe. And the universe will always respond to us. If we give a bad or negative vibration through the power of our words, then we get negativity. And if we give positive vibration through the power of our words, then we get positivity. So when we sit and we start talking, we need to be very cognizant of the words that, you know, come out of our mouth. I know sometimes we go through really tough situations in life, and the energy or the vibration that we give is negative. You're stressed. Probably something is not working the way you'd have wanted it to work. But the most important thing is to arrest those thoughts which are negative and replace them with positive thoughts. And then out of the positive thoughts, you start confessing positive things or start speaking positive things about the situation, about yourself. And by that, you change the trajectory or the course of how things could have happened. Sometimes I look at even how we raise our children. And it can be very detrimental to them if we are not cognizant of how powerful our words can be, even to our children. I remember one time I was in, you know, Nairobi CBD, and it was on a Sunday. I was just walking in town, and there was this lady. She was just by the street with her children. And I don't know, something the daughter did And the way she talked to the daughter, I actually felt hurt on behalf of that child. The voice, the tone, she was using some really heavy curse words, and that child was probably 5-6 years. And there was a man who was walking right in front of me. I could tell the way he looked at that lady addressing the child was very, you know, in a very pitiful way. And the unfortunate thing about this is if you approach or, you know, you tell her, don't do that to your child, then you will be attacked either verbally or, you know, in any other way. So sometimes you keep off. But I just asked myself, what will become of this child if this is the environment that she's been brought up in? First of all, at her age, she should not be on the streets. She should be somewhere going to school. The mother has decided to turn this child into a beggar. And you look at that trajectory, and on top of that, she's using curse words on this child. And I actually felt pity for that girl. And I just thought to myself, I wish this lady knew that whatever she's doing to this child is damage. She's actually damaging the daughter. But later on, I sat and I thought, maybe she doesn't know any better. She was probably also raised in that kind of an environment, probably people talking to her like that as a child. So to her, that is a norm. And that, you know, she's passing the same to the daughter, who might also pass it to the children, unless she gets to a point of awareness and know that, yes, I was brought up in this kind of environment, but it stops with me. For my children, it's going to be totally different, and I will use my words to edify and build my children as opposed to destroying their self-esteem or destroying them as human beings. So when I looked at that situation, I felt very, very sad. Another thing that I would like us to use, like the power of our words, is through even like business. You know, if you say, I'm going to sell this dress at 2,000, people will give you 2,000. You know, that's how powerful your words are, because the statement that you're putting across to people and to the universe is that I need 2,000 shillings for this dress. And that's exactly what you are going to get. And so sometimes if people will produce that to give you, I mean, to give you that money, so that they take, for example, the dress that you're selling or whatever it is that you're selling, how much more can you say positively of your business, of your career, of whatever it is that you do for a living, and you start getting back those results? Sometimes you might say today, no response, tomorrow, no response, but keep saying it, because the words that come out of your mouth are seeds that you are planting. Some seeds take time to grow, other seeds grow very fast. So you will realize for some people or for some things that you ask for through the power of your word, it will give you results fast. Others, they don't give you results as fast and it takes time. But it doesn't mean that you stop watering those words, and you water those words by repeating them every other time, as long as you can. Even when sometimes you feel overwhelmed and you feel, will this ever come? You can pause, you can take a break, and then you restart again. You say, this is what I want to see. Keep speaking those positive words upon yourself. Keep speaking those positive words upon any situation. Keep speaking those positive words upon anything or anyone that you'd want them to affect them in a positive way. And shun negative thoughts, because negative thoughts will breed negative words. And because our words are powerful, then we have to look at the source of the words. And the source of the words is within us. So we have to ensure that we are always in a positive state as much as possible, so that we can also attract positivity and good things our way. I'm not in any way trying to say that we should never feel down, we should never feel stressed. This is a way of life. I mean, we can't avoid such situations. Once in a while, they'll always come. But the most important thing is to develop that self-awareness, knowing that whatever I think and ultimately project in the form of words has power to change my life for the better or for the worst. And once we have that kind of awareness, then we are able to deal even with negative situations and even to arrest them in good time before they can become detrimental to us in, you know, in whichever way. So I want to tell you this: your words have power, and whatever you call that thing, whatever it is, just know it becomes. So always call out good things, always call out positive things, and be somebody who wants the best for yourself, the best for the people around you, the best even for the, you know, general community. Just speak positively. And every time you find yourself in a situation that's, you know, negative, you're stressed, you know, sometimes you have negative thoughts, we can't avoid these things. Just, you know, take a break, relax, chill. And then once you've done that, now start reconditioning, and replacing those negativities with positivity, and you're going to see amazing, amazing results in your life. So once again, I remind you, whatever you call it, it becomes. So call it something good and call it something worthy. So again, I'm here in the power of whatever you call it, it becomes, to remind you all my listeners that I sell amazing, amazing handmade bags. They are made from Ankara fabric. And my business is called Jimudu Africa, Jimudu Africa. I'm on Etsy. I'm on Africrea. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as Jimudu_Africa. That's Jimudu_Africa. And you shall find me on Instagram. You shall find me on Facebook under that tag. I ask you to support my business. I ask you to make a purchase. In the previous podcast, I talked about naming the bags after, you know, positive affirmations, because I like inspiring people. And whatever I've named those bags, it's in Swahili. It's just generally positive affirmations. We have bags like Shujaa bags. Shujaa means hero in Swahili. We have Raha bag. Raha is happiness in Swahili. We have Baraka bag. Baraka is blessing in Swahili. The reason why I name these bags after positive affirmations is because not only do I want you, my customers, to, you know, use the bags or to wear the bags, but I want you to carry that positive energy or that positive mindset every time you're wearing the bag. It should mean something good to you. It should make you feel good. It should make you feel amazing. Every time you step out carrying that bag, you need to feel, yes, I can conquer the world. You need to feel that you're in a good mental space, even to handle whatever situation that comes your way. You need to feel that you're in that vibration where you're attracting good things to you. And that is why I name these bags after, you know, positive positive affirmations. So I'm looking forward to your support. I would really, really love your support for Jimodo Africa. So get on Etsy, get on AfriCrea and support my business. I will really appreciate. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I am glad that you tuned in. And until next time, bye.